You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for July 1990. Hello, I'm Fred Volpe. Let's step right over to the front page of DX News, the magazine of the National Radio Club. Well, we have a lot of information to cover on this particular edition of the DX Audio Service, and that includes Jerry Starr, Phil Wayne, John Bowker, and the whole Hee-Haw gang, so let's jump right in. I'd like to remind our members that do subscribe under the returnable system that due to technical problems, logistics, damaged return tapes, and the large volumes of tapes that we're now producing, we will no longer be able to provide the $12 returnable tape service. A new program which will become effective with the August 1990 cassette tape, which will begin the non-return service. New expiration dates will reflect this change in the service. Look for that information on your address label. And again, this edition must be returned if you are a returnable subscriber, but the following one, the August edition of the DX Audio Service, you keep that tape. Okay? Now, let's hope everyone gets everything straight now. Don't forget about the Pittsburgh 1990 Convention. That is the National Radio Club Convention in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. That'll be held August 31st through September 3rd, and it's just around the corner. Host John Malecki is accepting auction items for the world-famous National Radio Club auction, and you can send them to him at 995 Shady Crest Road. That's S-H-A-D-Y-C-R-E-S-T, one word, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15216-3023. And it's not too early to start investigating some of those early bird saver specials from your travel agent. And don't forget, the 1990 National Radio Club Convention. We'll see you there. Mike wants me to remind you about a brand new book that's available. It's all new. Over 100 new reprints. It's 44 pages thick. What is it? All the errors that Phil Wayne has made in his lifetime? Well, not exactly. It's the NRC product catalog. The spring 1990 edition is out, and you can be the first in your neighborhood to have one. Just send $1 for your personal copy to NRC Publications, Post Office Box 164, Mansfield, New York, 13661. Now available for a limited time only to NRC members, and these are only to NRC members. Send $1 for your NRC product catalog, and you'll receive a valuable coupon worth $1 off your next order of $15 or more from the catalog. Don't hesitate. Do it today. The NRC product catalog. And by the way, when you write to them, be sure to drop a note in there and say hello to Ken Chatterton, who heads up the Publication Center, and let them know that you're a National Radio Club DX Audio Service subscriber. Speaking of catalogs, the people down at Universal Shortwave Radio announced that the Universal Radio's new catalog features all the latest receivers in its 88 pages. Send them $1 or four IRCs for your copy, which is free with a purchase. The address is Universal Shortwave Radio, 1280 Ada, AIDA Drive in Reynoldsburg, REYNOLDSBURG, Ohio, 43068. Grove's catalog now seems to arrive quarterly. The latest one is effective through July 31st. Write to them at Post Office Box 98, Brasstown, North Carolina, 28902. And from our DXchange column on this edition of the DX Audio Service, Chuck Hutton has a dead R390A to give away for just the cost of shipping. You can contact him at the following address, 983 St. Charles Avenue, No. 1, Atlanta, Georgia, 30306. Or you can give him a call at area code 404-892-6211 before 2300 hours Eastern local time. Please, no collect calls. Ed Best is looking for individuals to record radio stations in U.S. major metropolitan and medium market cities, and he pays. Call area code 919-489-2164 or write to him at Post Office Box 51554, Durham, North Carolina, 27717. Mark Clark is looking for a Kenwood R5000 receiver. Send him your price and information as to the condition, options, and enhancements at Post Office Box 6491. And I'll spell out the town here. WYOMISSING, Pennsylvania, 19610. G. Harley D. LaRue is looking for a street address, not the P.O. box of radio station WKVX on 960 in Wooster, Ohio. If you happen to know that information, please write to him at Post Office Box 10, Hendricks, H-E-N-D-R-I-C-K-S, West Virginia, 26271-0010. He needs that information. And if you have something to buy, sell, or trade, all you have to do is drop it on a card or a letter and send it to us at the DXChange, care of the National Radio Club, Post Office Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin, 53523-0024. And now here's the star of the show. Here he is, Jerry Starr.
Hi, everybody. This is Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. Our reference number for this edition is 232, and as always, we start with call letter changes. On 870, news station in Pequannock, Connecticut, which is where the NRC membership headquarters is, the call will be WSAG. 930, WKOS, Rochester, New Hampshire, becomes WZNN. A 990 WJEH, Gallipolis, Ohio, becomes WGTR. On 1080 WNCR, St. Paul's, North Carolina, changes to WKKE. Also on 1080 WALD, Walterboro, South Carolina, becomes WPOG. Two changes on 1230, KPMX, Phoenix, Arizona, becomes KAMJ, and WQDW, Kinston, North Carolina. That's a call that was set aside. The station remains with its former call of WISP. 1380, WVIN, Bath, New York, becomes WABH. On 1400, WNSI, Sanford, Florida, changes to WTRR. 1410 WKTH Grand Rapids, Michigan changes to WGRD. On 1460 KZXR Salinas, California changes back to their former call of KDON. By the way, that station is still silent. 1490 WXIT Charleston, West Virginia changing calls again, this time to WCZR. 1510 WHBT Jackson, Michigan goes back to a former call, WJCO. 1520 WSPZ Douglasville, Georgia becomes WDCY. On 1530 KGTN Creedmoor, Texas changes to KWWB. And finally on 1600 WBYB Brewer, Maine, a new station not yet on the air, their call will be WRTH. Applications for new stations, we had three on 880 in Hamby, Texas, 930 in Salinas, California, both of which are reapplications, and on 1520 for Oak Harbor, Washington. Under grants for new stations, we have a correction from last month. Princeville, Hawaii, the new station last month we told you was on 840. That was incorrect. That was a typo that we made on our part, probably from typing this column at 4 o'clock in the morning. That can happen from time to time. Anyway, change that to 810 kilohertz. Princeville, Hawaii, 10,000 day and night. The antenna is U3. One application from an existing station of note on 980 KEYQ you, Fresno, California, would like to go full-time by adding 250 watts at night. And a couple grants to existing facilities to highlight. On 740 WLVG, Cambridge, Massachusetts changes their city of license to Needham, Massachusetts, raises their power to 2,500 watts, changes the antenna to D3. And at the other end of the dial on 1590 KELP, El Paso, Texas goes full-time by adding 900 watts at night and changing the antenna to U4. Our otherness column is chock full of items today. On 550 WCBI, Columbus, Mississippi, station is silent. 610 KYJC, Medford, Oregon, the station is silent. However, there's a sale in progress. The station will return under new ownership. 650 KMCE, Rancho Cordova, California. You may have heard this mentioned by a couple contributors to the musing column on last month's audio service. This station has been testing on the air. On 800 WSUZ, Palatka, Florida, silent station has been sold and is expected to return to the air soon under new ownership. On 810 WCEC, Rocky Mount, North Carolina, station is silent. 860 CBH, Halifax, Nova Scotia, this station is silent on a permanent basis. It has been replaced by an FM facility. 880 WMEQ, Menominee, Wisconsin, the station is now on this frequency, formerly on 1360. 900 WDDT, Greenville, Mississippi, station is silent. 910 WFVR, Valdosta, Georgia, is silent. 980 WAZS, Somerville, South Carolina, this station is silent. On 1020 WIBG in Ocean City, New Jersey, they have been silent on their former facility of 1520, but they are in the process of building this new facility on 1020 and is expected to return to the air sometime in July here on this frequency. On 1060 KKVV, Las Vegas, Nevada, new station is now on the air, broadcasting a Christian talk format. On 1080 KASH, Anchorage, Alaska, this station's studios were destroyed by fire. The station was silent for a short period of time, but in an interesting bit of cooperation between on-the-air rivals, KASH is now back on the air, broadcasting from the studios of rival KFQD across town in Anchorage. Also on 1080 WKKE, St. Paul's, North Carolina, this silent station is now back on the air. By the way, their CP4 50 kilowatts is expected to be on the air by fall. On 1150 KVIL, Highland Park, Texas, this station is silent due to transmitter damage from the recent flooding in the Dallas area. 1230 WKCE, Harriman, Tennessee, silent. 1290 WTNX, Lynchburg, Virginia, is silent. 1330 KLID, Poplar Bluff, Missouri, this silent station is back on the air. 1340 KPDN, Pampa, Texas, station is silent. 1350 KBAD, Bakersfield, California, is silent. Also 1350 WDAR, Darlington, South Carolina, this silent station has returned to the air. 1380 KIPO, Pearl City, Hawaii, silent station is back on the air. On 1400 WPBW, Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, a brand new station expected to go on the air the 1st of July. Of course, by the time you receive this, that will have already happened, so hopefully someone in that area can determine if that station actually did come on the air July 1st. Also on 1400 WKDY, Spartanburg, South Carolina, this station is silent, and KVRP, Stamford, Texas, is silent. 1430 WOIR, Homestead, Florida. We reported this station as silent, as we saw that listed in one of the trade magazines. However, our sharp monitor down in Florida, Tim Hendel, writes to say that if they were silent, they are no more, so list WOIR, Homestead, Florida, as back on the air. On 1440 KKIP, Lowell, Arkansas, silent station is back on the air. 1470 KAPS, Mount Vernon, Washington, they expect to move to their new frequency of 660, probably by the time this reaches you. 1510 WPSC, Pageland, South Carolina, reported to be silent once again. And on 1600 WRNC, Reidsville, North Carolina, this station is also silent. And that will wrap it up for this edition of AM Switch. For the DX Audio Service, Jerry Starr reporting from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. We'll see you in 30 days. Now, once again, here's Fred.
Well, thank you very much, Jerry. It looks like John Bowker just walked in. Hi, John.
Hi, Fred.
I'd like to make mention before we get into the travel log about some of the other NRC items which are available from the Publication Center, such as the 9-ounce milk white glass coffee mug with the NRC emblem printed in black on both sides. It's oven proof and it makes a great gift for the fellow DXer or for yourself. It's only $6 U.S. addressee or $6.75 to Canada or Mexico. Where can you get an item like that? Only at the Publication Center. Well, let's see, John, what do we got today?
This will be the July 1990 travelogue, and It's for the 630 kilohertz dial position.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, let's just get right on with it. Here he is, Mr. John Bowker, with a look at the travelogue.
Well, hello again, everyone. I'm John Bowker. This month on the Travelogue, we're going to be hearing how some of the stations at 630 kilohertz choose to identify themselves. Now, you know, ever since we started this round of the Travelogue, starting at 5:30 on the dial, I'm progressing up one channel each month, as we do on the audio service. We've been listening to stations on regional channels. And that's true this month, too, but this is the last of the regional channels for just about a year's worth of travelogues on the DX Audio Service, because all the dial positions are clear channels now, starting at 640 all the way up to 910, with the singular exception of 790. 790, for some reason, is a regional channel, the only one that's in the middle of this huge block of clear channels, so we'll have to figure out that later on. Well, let's see. Since speaking with you last year, Travelog editor has traveled, well, over 2,000 miles in these United States with his tape recorders going, and you'll be hearing the results of those trips as we reach various dial positions on the Travelog. And you'll hear some of the new stations we've been able to tape, or the updates of old IDs and jingles and things like that. But, you know, a couple of things stand out in my mind from all the hours of recent tapings. Those of us from the New York area who are used to the latest WCBS jingles would be happy to hear the CJAD package, I guess, in Montreal. Listen to this.
17 degrees at 9. CJAD News. Good morning. I'm Susan Ellerington.
Kind of cute, I thought. Even with the tape flutter, I don't know where that came from. I'm afraid that's my problem, but I'll have to worry about that. Kind of cute. But if you want to get your CNN news first, fast, and get it right in northern New England, oh boy, you tune to 12:30 in Burlington, Vermont.
3 degrees. Around the world in 30 minutes. I'm Pete Richards.
And I'm Bob Levitt. WJOY Headline News Time, 7:55. Make that 8 o'clock.
Covering the news. CNN Headline News.
I imagine he felt 2 feet small or something. I'm glad nobody runs tapes on any of my programs. Now, the last thing I noticed is a technical problem in Albany, New York. It's the darndest thing. When you drive along from exit 23 to exit 24 on the New York Thruway, you're traveling about 4 or 5 miles. And at least over that length, and I can tell you, too, for another mile or two south of exit 23, you get a funny effect, and here it is. I'm going to play you just a moment of what the WGNA in Albany is playing on the air at 1460 on the dial. Then I'm going to play you just a little bit of what WROW at 590 is playing. You'll hear those two distinctly different bits of music. Then I'm going to play you what's on the air at 870 on the dial in Albany. Now, there's no radio station on the air in Albany at 870, except if you take 590, WROW's frequency, and subtract it from 1460, you get 870. And when you tune to 870, well, you listen. Here, first, here's a little of WGNA at 1460. Okay, you know that song. Now we're going to push the button and go down to 590.
You tell me that you're leaving. I can't believe it's true. just no living without you.
Okay, we all know her voice. I always say that to my wife. Of course, it isn't a her at all. It's a he. But now, if you heard a little of my own voice on the raw data tape, I had to index it so I'd know just what I was doing. Now I'm going to tune to 870 on the dial, and you're going to hear the darndest thing that goes on and on and on all over the city of Albany, New York. Can you hear that? It's both stations at once.
Don't you leave my heart.
Contrary, 107.7 WGNA-FM, your number one and only radio station.
And isn't that the darndest thing? Oh, by the way, the WGNA break you heard was the FM. They're simulcasting AM and FM, and they only, as with so many stations, they only mention the FM side of the house. What can I tell you? But that was recorded from 1460 AM, I can assure you. Okay, enough of that sort of thing. But today our job is to focus on 630 on the travelogue. Now, let's see, I count 27 active stations now operating in the United States at 630 kilohertz, and we've got about half of them on tape. What do you say we start in Rhode Island and work our way westward on the July 1990 travelogue?
Win thousands of dollars in cash for the holiday season. Play high-low on 63 WPRO, the spirit of Southern New England, your news and information leader.
63 WPRO is the 1988 Associated Press first place winner for breaking news coverage.
63 WPRO.
It is 9 o'clock. Here's Dustin.
From the capital city and WPRO AccuWeather meteorologist Joe Vistardi says we have very mild Sunday ahead.
Well, we've run out of time. It's 1 o'clock at WEJL Scranton. Is there a number where people can get in touch?
Vamp until the news is ready, please. Herb Alpert, Tijuana Bryant at Radio 63, and a banda, the samba. Tom Gager, along with you, with a Saturday music scene from WMAL, Radio 63 in Washington, D.C.
This is WIRC, Hickory, North Carolina.
We're WMFD FM and AM Wilmington. Good afternoon. It's 12 o'clock.
CBS News, I'm Mike Pulsifer. The Nicaraguan government has ordered 20 U.S. diplomats expelled from...
You're listening to the original Smokin' Oldies station, WBMQ, Savannah.
CBS News, I'm Bill Lynch.
9 o'clock on the Big 630.
Okay, it's okay.
The headlines, the discussions, the issues that affect you are important. Let's talk about it. We're Talk Radio 63, KXOK, St. Louis.
You're tuned to the Twin Cities Oldies Channel. For the best of the 50s, 60s, and 70s, it's K63, KDWB, St. Paul, Minneapolis.
A weekend in the West. KHOW, AM and FM, Denver.
Hey, Mills, you want a referee tonight? The basketball league could use some referees.
Enforce
we'll talk about that
the
later.
Laws that we're obligated to enforce.
He just keeps on talking, doesn't he? This is News Talk 63, KOH Reno, and the BC with Mitchell and Company at 6:30.
Six firemen die in Kansas City explosions. GMP indicates slower economic growth. With Mutual News, I'm Frank Jeffrey in Washington.
Fair starry skies. A perfect evening, of course, to take ecstasy with you tonight. And we'll have some northwesterly winds, too. And your weekend will shape up to be sunny on Saturday. Highs in the 50s to the 70s. Here's another quarter hour of your favorite easy listening music from KXDC FM and AM. Carmel Monterey, you have found ecstasy.
It's 8 o'clock at KZUN, KZUN-FM opportunity. I'm Don Owen for KZUN News.
This is KCIS, Edmonds, Seattle.
Well, that just about wraps up. While we're up in the great Northwest, though, let's step across that dotted line on all the maps into British Columbia.
Mark Rosenbauer, Life Goes On from CKOV Kelowna.
And that's one of those very special ones from Mark Strickard. Thank you a lot, Mark. Gee, a lot of people contributed, though, this month to the DX Audio Service. Hey, in fact, you know, I have a recording that is on my C grade, which is not very good, but it does take us back. Those of you in the southeastern part of the United States didn't want to make you think Savannah was always WBMQ. Here's a real rotten recording of an earlier ID.
We're 63, WKBX, Savannah.
Yeah, well, I call them the way I see them. Well, now, that's quite a collection of IDs. You know, looking back to 1934, there were stations on this frequency in Washington, WMAL, WGBF in Evansville, and KFRU in Columbia, Missouri, KGFX in Pierre, South Dakota, and WOS in Jefferson City, Missouri. Oh, dear. Lost another of the three-letter calls there, I'm afraid. And I'd like to thank Dale Hamm in Chelsea, Alabama, for sending a fine cassette in a few weeks ago. And Dale, you're in one of the parts of the country I've just never been, so anything you send me is new in answer to your question. And good old John Smith made some ID recordings on a trip he and Carol took recently. Just great, John. And I'll be in touch with you. I got all the messages that you had on your cassette. And Mike Smith, by golly, hadn't heard from Mike in over a year, almost 2 years, Mike. Your cassette just arrived today. I've played a little of it, and it's got some nice IDs of the Des Moines and Iowa area. That's wonderful. So if we can get together in Pittsburgh, Mike, at the National Radio Club annual convention coming up in September over Labor Day, we'll have to spend a few more minutes in the bar like we did in Milwaukee, right, fella? Really enjoyed talking to you. Next month on the Travelogue, we're going to be starting the Clear Channel, 640 kilohertz. I'll look forward to being with you then.
Due to circumstances beyond our control, we will be unable to prevent the great music on WMAL Washington.
This is W... I'm sorry, babes. Where is it? Okay, let's try it again. This is WMAL at 63 in Washington. Riding on the moonlight. Radio 63 breaks through the darkness to touch the heart of Washington.
Past elusive symphony to almost
hear the total world of sound for another day. The spinning world of Washington. I don't know what I'm doing. WMAL. 63. Washington.
Hello, everybody, and happy 4th of July. You may be listening to this on the 4th of July, and if
You are? Well, that's very appropriate then. Hi, this is Bill Hale for the DX Audio Service, reporting domestic DX Digest happenings for the month of July. Let's dig right into the special reports we have this month from Steve Francis of Alcoa, Tennessee. He reports that 1550 WORI in Oak Ridge, Tennessee is silent again as of June the 10th. And he also reports that WMRE 1580 in Knoxville is back on the air after a 17-month silence with black gospel programming. Those items from Steve Francis. Here's an item that comes to us from Tim Hall of Chula Vista, California, that if you'd care to find out what radio stations carry the baseball, Major League Baseball, there's a publication called Baseball America, and you can get one of these magazines or books or whatever by writing Baseball America, Department C, Post Office Box 2089, Durham, North Carolina, 27702. The cost is $4.95, and what you get are the 1990 TV radio lists for all the major league and most minor league teams. And when you write, ask for the 1990 radio TV cable directory. The upcoming IRCA Almanac will also have lists of the 8990 baseball lists. And don't forget, if you do write, mention you heard it on the DX audio service. Well, some special items I got this past, couple of weeks from Jerry Coatsworth, who lives up in Merlin, Ontario, and the last season has been very productive for Jerry insofar as DX tests are concerned. The following is a list of tests that he heard and stations that were new to him, and all just because we run the CPC tests in the wintertime. So here we go with Jerry Coatsworth's list of goodies. Back on November 6th, WYST 1010 in Baltimore ran a test from 3:30 to 4 o'clock. Jerry heard test tones and ID, a voice ID at 3:54, then music. The Everly Brothers Wake Up a Little Susie. It was verified in 61 days, and for your records, the very signer is Lang, L-A-N-G, Sturgeon, S-T-U-R-G-E-O-N. WKEN on 1600 in Dover, Delaware ran a test on January 15th from 2 to 2:30 a.m. and Jerry heard two note test tones, and they called the station during the test and talked to the one and only Dave Schmidt. And as of May 18th of 90, he hasn't got a return on this, a very. So come on, Dave, let's get this in the mail. WFIW 1390 in Fairfield, Illinois, tested on January 21st from 6 to 6:30 Eastern Time. And Jerry Coatsworth heard lots of tones and a code ID verified in 38 days by Gil Wallace. WILD 1090 in Boston ran a test on January 22nd, and he heard the voice ID Whiskey India Lima Delta, and rapid code tones too. They also gave the longitude and latitude of the transmitter, verified in 70 days by Michael Klein, K-L-E-I-N. WRSW, Warsaw, Indiana on 1480, rather, tested on February 4th, and March music was heard along with a code ID. The verification came back swiftly in 24 days, signed by James L. Swearingen. WLBK 1360 in DeKalb, Illinois, tested on February 5th. And this one was a toughie for Jerry, way under WSAI, with a voice announcement in process of testing transmitters and experimental operations was heard. And this one hasn't been verified as of yet. WCIL 1020 in Carbondale was not heard. I guess KDKA covered it up pretty well. WBIU tested on 1210 on February 26th there in Denham Springs, Louisiana. Jerry Coatsworth heard a code ID, a voice ID, saying this is a test transmission for test purposes only from WBIU 1220 or 1210 kilohertz, Denham Springs, Louisiana. That was verified in 23 days by Sam North, the program director. KWCK in Searcy, Arkansas on 1300 tested March 4th, and Jerry heard them all the way up in Merlin with a rapid code ID, and two NBC affiliates also on the frequency, also WOOD, addressed report to the Arizona by mistake instead of Arkansas, but it was still verified in only 21 days. Good for those zip codes, I guess. The very signer in this case was Ken Simons, or Simmons, S-I-M-M-O-N-S, the ops director. WQBQ 1410 in Leesburg, Florida, tested March 18th from 4 to 4:30, and a code ID was available, or audible rather, and it was verified in 25 days by Donald Connolly, the general manager. 590 KHTO in South Lake Tahoe, California, believe it or not, was heard back in Ontario by Jerry Coatsworth. One clear test tone about 4:09 a.m. and verified in 55 days by a letter with six other DXers listed who heard the test, and the verisigner was Howard Cadet, chief engineer. And finally, on 720 WGCR, Pisgah Forest, North Carolina, was heard on April 9th at 4:30 to 5, testing with male and female voice IDs, test tones. And it was a very good test because he got his very back in only 15 days, signed by Randy C. Barton, the general manager. So Jerry Coatsworth, good show, good showing of DX test results, and all reported in DX News. Some other special items that we want to pass along. Chuck Ray of Leamington, Ontario, tells us that his local station, CHYR on 710 and 730, CHYR 7 on 730, he says if you haven't logged this split frequency operation yet, looks like you've got plenty of time. Recent application to move to 96.7 has been denied by the CRTC because stations didn't put forth enough effort to find a single AM frequency. By the way, CHYR and CHYR 7 are licensed as separate stations, one a daytimer, the other a nighttimer, so each can represent a different logging even if you don't count frequency changes. And also a special note, 790 CIGM from Sudbury, Charles Ray heard ending a promo for Blue Jays baseball on 790 AM CIGM, and they went into country and western music from the Star Country Net. Lots of 790 AM CIGM calls, so they're not parallel to their FM-er at this time. They went to a local DJ at 0530, and this one was recently reported as changing to CKCR. However, per NRC log, that call letter is already taken by Revelstoke BC on 1340. So I guess it's CIGM XCKSO, and they also formerly played CHR. Eric Buneman down in Woodstock, Georgia, reports that 1520 WDCY Douglasville, Georgia, is now noted with these new call letters in a format of Southern gospel music. The call letters stand for Douglas County, the DCY, and the very signer is Fred Brewer, news director. Their 2.5 kilowatt CP is expected on by at least late summer. Their old call letters, WSPZ. Hank Holbrook of Dunkirk, Maryland, reports that 1280 WECY Seaford, Delaware, was heard with fairly good signals and a little QRM from WHVR. The signal was heard with weather, oldies, and ads, and their old call letters, WSUX. Another note from Hank, the FM station with call change noted later in the day with a strong signal on 98.3. They're on low power, according to the QSL, only 200 watts. They're just replaced their 200-foot tower with a 350-foot one. some couple of notable loggings. Mike Hawk of Omaha, Nebraska, checked in with a couple of good loggings from the western Canadian provinces. One being CFAC 960. He heard that on June the 3rd at 0119 hours with an ID 960 CFAC, the home of country music. And Mike reports it was a very good signal. Also, Mike reported hearing CHOK from Sarnia, Ontario on the 6th of June at 0152 hours. It was a weak ID behind KFDI, and he also heard country and western music on there. Well, last month we had a report of WOI 640 in Ames, Iowa, relaying some BBC programming, and apparently it's done every morning. Doug Smith of Madison, Wisconsin checks in with that news. He's heard it, I guess, pretty often. CFAC also heard by Doug Smith from Calgary, from Madison rather. CFAC is in Calgary. On way back on May 8th, it was an excellent signal and alone for about 5 minutes. Then it was in and out with job listings, country and western music, several 960 CFAC call IDs. And for Doug, this was his first Alberta logging. So congratulations to you. Well, we've hit about 9 or 10 different things here on the DDXD this month for July. And for those of you who care to contribute items to DDXD, send them to me, Bill Hale, at 734 Burleson, spelled B-U-R-L-E-S-O-N, San Marcos, Texas, 78666-4335. So until next month, this is Bill Hale reporting the DDXD. That's kind of hard to say. For the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. Good DX, all.
And hello again to the sports fans on the DX Audio Service. Ken Onischuk here in suburban Chicago with the June edition of Sports Update. First, I'd like to thank John Bowker for the little correction I did on 620 WTMJ Milwaukee. What I really meant to say was, John, is that WTMJ and 620 is like a Clear Channel regional. And the fact is that their daytime signal on such a low frequency, it sounds so well, it's similar to Clear Channel coverage. And that's what I really meant by that. Because it's amazing how far away from Chicago I've traveled in the past 20 years. And in daylight, TMJ is there. Regardless, I've gone even almost towards Detroit, whether I've gone west towards in eastern Iowa or even towards Indianapolis, I've heard it, not towards St. Louis because of KXLK interference, but it's really surprising that that frequency is such amazing coverage on it. Okay, on to the sports update here, and I'm going to do Pacific Coast League, American Association International League on the AAA baseball this time to start out. And the Pacific Coast League, we have the Las Vegas Stars on 840 KVEG, Tacoma Tigers on 850 KTAC, Vancouver Canadiens, my Sox team out there on 1130 CKWX. Portland Beavers on 1410 KBNP in the suburbs. In Albuquerque, 770 KOB. In Phoenix, the Firebirds on 1230. That's KPMX. They've changed call letters several times, but they're KPMX now. And Tucson Toros on 990 KTKT. Colorado Springs has a team, Calgary, Alberta, and Edmonton, Alberta also. I believe Colorado Springs might be 1240 KRDO, but you're going to have to check that one out. I got a friend out there, but somehow he never writes back to me, so what can I tell you? In the American Association, Oklahoma City, 1340 KXXY. Omaha on News Talk 1180 KKAR, thanks to Rich Dow out there. The Iowa Cubs, they're having problems. No, they're doing better than the Chicago Cubs there. At least they're in second place now. 1390 KJJY. Denver Zephyrs, after all these years with a big market out there, two stations were fighting for the rights, I understand, in Baseball America. Neither of them got it. They're out of luck. So unless you read the Denver Post or the Rocky Mountain News, you don't know what's going on. Or else, I guess USA Today covers it like I follow them there. The Indianapolis Indians on 100.9 WBCI, Louisville Cardinals 970 WAVG, Buffalo on 550 WRLT, and Nashville I couldn't find because the Tennessean doesn't print radio stuff, only TV, and they don't get the banner there. Last year they were on 1430, so I presume that's also who's going to carry them this year. In the International League, I snuck a glance at Baseball America at a newsstand, and I tried to memorize a few things there I didn't know. I believe Syracuse is on 1260 WNDR. Richmond was on 910 WRAL, hopefully this year. Pawtucket, 1320 WARA. Tidewater, 790 WTAR. Toledo is on an unknown FM outlet. Columbus, Ohio, the Clippers on 1460 WBNS. And there's also teams in Rochester, New York, and Scranton-Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. I have the World Basketball League that started just a few weeks ago. Used to be a team in Chicago. They've been transferred down to Springfield, Illinois. And their games are on 1450 WCVS, and they have good coverage in the local paper. Other teams with radio outlets in the WBL that goes on for about 4 months play. The Memphis Rockers on 790 WMC. And the Las Vegas Stars on 840 KVEG. Yeah, it appears that both the Pacific Coast League and the World Basketball League teams are both the Stars. Other teams in the league that you might catch on radio by accident, teams in Youngstown, Ohio, Calgary, Alberta, and I love that generic term, Saskatchewan. Could be anywhere up there. Erie, Pennsylvania, and an international team. Next, I'll give you some of the teams that I know of that carry Class AA baseball. In the Southern League, the Jacksonville, Florida team, 1490 WFYV, Orlando Sunrays, 740 WWNZ, Charlotte Knights, the Cubs team, 930 WSOC, the Memphis team, 600 WREC, and the Birmingham Barons, 690 WVOK. In the Texas League, the Tulsa Drillers, 1270 KTRT and 1300 KAKC. Wichita Wranglers, 1410 KQAM. San Antonio, used to be on 1160 KFHM. I've checked that one out. And Arkansas Travelers on 920 KARN. Some of the teams, I believe, just carry the home games because of limited schedules. And another thing that I've noticed here that is sports, but we don't, I guess, don't listen with that off, perhaps is auto racing. And I'll just give you this information. The Motor Racing Network down in Florida, 920 WMEL, 990 WHOO, 1130 WWBF, 1150 WNDB, 1370 WOCA, 1410 or 100, can't read my writing here. Boy. WQBQ, 1490 WXVQ. In Tampa Bay area, 1010 WQYK. In Atlanta area, 590 WKHX. NASCAR racing also in the Birmingham area, 690 WVOK, 1450 WSMQ. And the Charlotte area, 1340 WRHI. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this edition and look forward to talking to you again in future months as there's time to put something on. And Fred, take it away, and I hope everybody has a good summertime and may see you in Pittsburgh. Who knows? So take care, friends, and enjoy the summer and enjoy the radio. Enjoy the Xing. It's a great hobby on the AM dial. Bye-bye, folks.
Okay, thank you very much, Ken. And if you have some information concerning radio stations that have a certain sports network on the air, be sure to drop that information to Ken, which, by the way, Ken, your Toledo Mudhens outlet is WMTR on 96.1 in Archbold, Ohio, which is some 60 miles outside of Toledo. Not bad coverage with a Class A, huh? Anyways, drop that information to Ken in a card or a letter, and for now, here's his address, Ken Honestchuk at 19110 Pine Drive, Country Club Hills, three words, Illinois, 60478. And, of course, we'll keep our sports networks up to date here on the DX Audio Service. On part two, we'll have musings from members Phil Wayne and a whole lot more, so stay tuned to your DX Audio Service.